Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Mick Jagger out there doing his thing, like doing his...
Yeah, starting to dance now.
Goofy dance.
Yeah, starting to now after the heart surgery.
Yeah.
It's good for
him.
Seems
to be good.
I like Mick.
They're playing Canadian date...
Canadian date?
That's what I meant to say. June 29th at Burrows Creek in Ontario.
Just somewhere. A one-off?
Yeah, it's the only Canadian date, and they're playing with the Glorious Suns and the Beaches, too.
So. Wouldn't you love to be the Glorious Suns and the Beaches playing with the Rolling Stones?
Glorious Suns have opened for the Stones before. Opened for them in France.
But in your backyard.
Year. I know.
That'd be pretty crazy. That's critter.
Speaking of Ontario, how'd those tickets pan out for you? You bought those lotto tickets.
Yeah, right? It's not good, because I'm not much of an online guy, as you know. So I went to my favorite mart there, the Mini Mart and More, up on Rochdale with our buddy Kevin Mack.
Sure.
And I went to check them, and he said, you can't check these. I said, what do you mean? Different system. You got to go online. So now I got to go online with a mitt full of Ontario Lotto Max tickets to check and see if I'm a winner.
Do you go like number by number?
I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is my son's going there in June to see Guelph. I'm giving him all the tickets. He is going to check them. So yeah.
That's very trusting of your son.
But because I said this yesterday on the show, passing through is when people win, right? Like Ontarians come through, some schmo from Oshawa passes through Strasbourg, picks up a ticket, wins. Why can't...
First off, if he's going through Strasbourg, you better get puff wheat cake.
Yeah, that's right. Why can't I go through Milton on my way home from Guelph to the airport and pick up a ticket and win? So maybe I will.
Because we can't win.
Well,
because you and I can't win. We can't get nice things. We've been through this before. We almost won. We lost. And that's just
2.3 million. One number.
I know. Hey, the Wolf.
Were you guys really one digit off?
Yep. $2.3 million. As my son said, well, Dad, at least you get to buy a Christmas present, because we each were awarded like 220.
Well, actually, yeah, so it was the $60 million prize.
Yeah.
And we were the winning number. It was a 16. We had a 17.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yep.
And. We had to split it up between everybody. I think it was like $5,000 or something, but we had to split it up between all our work.
Yeah, so there were 60 of us, so we each got 200 some bucks. But can you imagine when you win something like that, you dream of winning a lottery, but when it's actually there, I'd already spent the money. I knew what I was doing, I already spent the cash.
So I had a 649 ticket. I got 5 out of 6, and I checked it at the own scanner thing.
Yeah.
And it said $1,400 and change or whatever. I thought the thing was broken, so I asked her to check it. Sure enough, 5 out of 6. The number drawn was 5, and the number on my ticket that I missed was 3. So I missed it by 2 digits.
So is that the most money you've ever won?
Lottery, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, good for you. What'd you buy with it?
My wife made me buy us a new king-size bed.
My wife made me.
Yes, and you were so excited about that.
So, but did your wife and you use the king-size bed?
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Every chance she gets.
Yeah.
She gets.
The old workbench. Well,
there you go. There's the money shot.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Is this fine or gross? This is a story I saw.
Probably gross.
Getting ready for the show. They asked Americans this, and 51% of Americans who were asked compensate for not showering by going to the public swimming pool. 51% who were asked. It's not scientific. I'm not saying that's the ones they asked. 51% of Americans use the pool instead of a shower. I would say that can't be true, but I have been at the outdoor pool. And I've watched people dive in their jeans, take their shirt off. It's like they're washing themselves and their clothes at the same time.
Was this survey done in Florida?
Well, everything probably is done
because
in Florida.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah.
I can't see 51% of people saying, oh, yeah, I just go to the pool instead of bathe.
Well, I just told you the other day that story where they say 25% of people shower every 4 days. So, you know,
people do understand that, like, there are no cleaning qualities in a pool. In fact, when I go to a pool, I feel the immediate need to shower afterward. I don't know about you.
People
urinate in that pool. You do understand that. And it's and even if they didn't, the amount of chemicals in a pool should make you want to bathe.
Well, how many times are you at an outdoor pool? And it happens probably once or twice a summer for sure, where it's crowded. And they'll say, everybody get out. And nobody really says, but they bring the little fishing net. Yeah, they pull it out.
Yeah, and then Bill Murray comes out there and goes, oh, it's a baby Ruth.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It ain't a baby Ruth.
You think everybody's like, okay, they took it out. Now we sit on the side for 15 minutes and everybody can jump in and everything's fine again.
Oh, it's totally clean because nothing comes off of that.
Dad, watch me dive to the bottom.
And then he had pink eye, and we were like, how do you get that?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Wolf's patio parties are back. They're at the Tap this time around, and the first one will be next Friday. We're going to have weapons playing there. It'll be fun. We know Jamie Fraser, Caroline Sachs, and Courtney, I hope I'm saying this right, Serena,
I'd say.
They'll all be joining us. So if you want to go to thewolfrocks.com and sign up. It's Siren. Chad and Ballsy.
Cyrene.
Yeah. I've never seen something like that.
Nice name.
Yeah, I like it too, but anyway, I wish I knew how to say it.
Better if it was Courtney Smith, but whatever. For us. Anyway, so now that I'm in the home stretch of my divorce, I'm living in a condo right now, and it's
down by the river.
No, a little bit better, but I'm not. You know, we've had a bit of a dry patch, a little downturn in my economy. Anyway, we got a whole list of topics there at another day. Yeah. But anyway, I have a two-bedroom condo, and every 2 weeks there are three of us living there. Okay, so it makes
King
for
of Kensington,
and I've got two not small kids, big kids. Sure. Okay, so I have some house rules that they need to abide by. Okay,
right.
Since I'm doing more of the laundry, and this pertains more to my fabulous son Ethan than my outstanding daughter Mara.
Right.
When you throw your laundry in the laundry room, the one thing you need to do is unroll your socks. There's nothing worse than reaching into wet, grimy socks.
Well, and both your kids are very athletic too, so that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one rule for me, a house rule. Another house rule, and it was a house rule when I grew up in my own house. It drove me nuts when my brother, my sister, and my parents would do this, because my mom's thing was, it looks lived in. No, it looks dumpy. What happens is they leave the cupboard doors open.
Right. Yeah.
If there was not supposed to be doors, they wouldn't make cupboards with doors. Mm-hmm. So shut the damn doors.
Not only that, they're a hazard, because all it takes is one person to walk by and catch a corner right in the melon.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. That's enough to KO you.
So that's one. And the other thing is, I you need to clean the sink. Ethan, if you are shaving.
Oh, yeah.
Mara, if you're doing, the sink needs to be cleaned. Yeah.
Or I get the gears on
or
that.
Or the kitchen sink. No food remnants left. You rinse your dish off quickly and throw it in the dishwasher.
Do you have a carburetor? Or no.
Okay, well, let's go through this again. I am going through a divorce. I don't have fancy things anymore like carburetors or heat.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning.
Hello. You okay there, bud?
Yeah, I'm all right. A little frog in my throat. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf coming up Beyond Meat.
Hey, by the way, why did that term ever come to be a frog in your throat? Like how? Why not?
Because a frog goes ribbit.
Yeah, but so you I think do ribbit. That, why not a snake in your throat? Why not a hamster in your throat?
Okay, Richard Gere.
Anyway.
So, I don't really... we don't really have many house rules. Like, I mean, we have... It's just common sense stuff. But we have a dog, a fairly high-energy dog who sheds a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We do have one rule when it comes to her. If people come over to our house, it's kind of like the old, don't be offended we have a dog. And don't be afraid of our dog. Like...
Yeah.
Especially people who are kind of acquaintances of people, and maybe that other people bring them over. Yeah. If you ever like get your dog away from me or anything, it's kind of like saying, get your kid away from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like saying get a family member away from me.
I get it.
That doesn't fly. The dog owns
is,
the house.
Your dog is very. Your dog does own the house. Your dog knows it owns the house. Yeah. Your dog is very pushy. Like your dog's a pushy dog. Like your
but
dog
friendly.
I'm not saying it's not friendly. Yeah. And by pushy, I mean it goes right for your nuts. Like the dog, the two times I've been there, the dog's gone right for my.
Yeah, she's got a thing about
for my
that.
Boys.
Yeah, she. Well, she just wants to get to know you. You know.
Oh, that's the quickest way. By the way, sounds like you at the start of this.
Yeah,
bit.
Kinda.
Yeah, no, you're. But your dog's friendly. Yeah, your dog is a friendly is dog. Very, so very you know, friendly. Like, do you guys still smoke meth in the kitchen?
Oh come on, that's a house rule. You don't do that. You do in the basement. Not an animal. We eat in the kitchen.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
Beyond meat. That's the trend, right? So yeah. The stocks on this have gone up through the roof. And they went up, I believe, 16% yesterday once Tim Hortons announced they'll be supplying Beyond Meat breakfast sandwiches. So now you could get what they call a plant-based meat. Last time I checked.
There's no such thing.
Right. It's a plant-based protein.
Dick, you're trying to trick meat eaters into thinking you're going to eat some sort of meat. I've had Beyond, not from there, but I've had Beyond Meat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's garbage. It tastes like plastic. It tastes gross. It tastes like cardboard. It's like something me as a diabetic would eat, where you try to church it up because you're going to be healthy and don't call it meat. Take meat out of it. You're right. You're offending cows. Like it's stupid. I'm with the meat industry.
I think there are people who are taking it a little too far when they're like, well, this is garbage. They shouldn't be serving that stuff at restaurants. But the thing is, you know you can still order the meat version.
Yes, you can, and I totally agree with you. You can't take it too far. All I'm saying is don't try to church it up. It's not meat.
The one thing I don't like is the name.
Yeah.
I don't like how it's called Beyond Meat.
Like, what's Beyond Meat?
We're Beyond Meat.
Yeah.
We're Beyond Meat. Well, I'm not, so.
I'm okay. But if they come out with Beyond Bacon, that's it. We're done. There's nothing beyond bacon.
There's nothing beyond
you
bacon.
You can't go beyond bacon.
You
so
can't.
Don't even try Tim Hortons.
Oh, sorry. You've offended Bessie. Sorry.
No, wouldn't it be the pig I defend?
No, because you've switched over to pig.
Oh, that's what I'm catching on. Sorry. I got to get smart. I got to go get my Beyond Meat.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're not judging vegans. Let me be very clear. If that's your life choice, good on you. And if you have that kind of discipline in today's world, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. If that's your life, that's what
own.
You choose
don't
to do.
Don't call it Beyond Meat.
Perfect.
Though.
But this is what I will say about vegans. They are very quick to tell you they are vegan. As soon as we mentioned it, the texts came flooding in.
Mm.
And here's one. Why the harsh judgment of people who don't eat meat? I've been vegan for almost 15 years, and I love it. No harsh judgment.
Nobody said you can't be vegan.
We're just laughing at Beyond Meat.
Yeah, don't put meat into your veganism.
Karen says, I'm vegan, and I love Beyond Meat. Ethical and delicious. No, well, hey, if that's what Karen thinks, sure.
Animals are put on this world to eat. They were.
Okay. Eric L. says, I understand you eat meat. Great. But I choose a healthier environment and a healthier me. See, this is...
You know what
That's the condescending stuff I don't like. Like the name in itself. Beyond Meat. That is condescending in its own way. It's like, we are beyond meat.
You know how I like... You know how I like meat. Animals? Next to my mashed potatoes. That's how I like my animals.
I like my protein used to have a name. You understand? It used to be love.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
These are mind-blowing facts that sound fake but are true. Check these out, okay? Coconuts kill more people than sharks every year. Same with cows.
Yeah.
Coconuts and cows kill people more than sharks every year.
Cows are lethal. They sit there and they plot and they think. So that's what I'm saying. I know you guys want your Beyond Meat burgers, but it's punishment. Yeah. That's what it is. We're just getting even.
Yeah. The carbon footprint's huge, too, from cows. Not once in the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme does it mention that he's an egg. Not once. Not once. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Mm-hmm. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. Never mentions that he's an egg.
He could be like person. Yeah. That could be very violent. Yeah. That could be a horrible nursery rhyme.
It could be, yeah. This one blows my mind. The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water
yeah.
that also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%.
Whoa.
So the water you're drinking went through a dinosaur. Yep, absolutely.
Whoa, I'm going to drink some
dinosaurs. By the way, guy comes in today. He's got a new water bottle. I'm thinking he bought it from the store he's going to talk about.
Yeah.
He offers me his old water bottle.
Sure.
I'm going through a divorce, but I can afford my own water bottle.
But you don't have a water bottle here. You're always drinking coffee cups full of water. Yeah. Why not use one of these Contigos?
Because I'm from Glencairn. We reuse things.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have an old Campbell's soup can you're drinking water out of.
Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas. Do you know
what?
We share 50% of our DNA with bananas.
Okay.
Yeah. And
who comes up with that?
Yeah,
who's
facts?
The person who researches that?
There's enough iron in our bodies to create a 3-inch nail.
I am Iron Man.
Check this out. Now, I support space for this, and maybe this is why they're up there in space. Yeah. It rains diamonds on Saturn and Jupiter.
Whoa.
It rains diamonds.
We live on the wrong planet. Of course, you know, the fiery death and melting skin. But I think we should really look into this. Oh, and Jupiter, you know, being a gaseous planet that there's no way we could breathe on. Yeah. But still.
Whatever. Diamonds,
I'm
man.
Game.
Diamonds are forever. So is Ric Flair. Woo!
That's right.
And a buttload is an actual unit of measurement equivalent to 126 gallons. That's a buttload.
Well, this was a buttload of useless.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Yesterday, my wife wasn't feeling too hot. The kid was down for a nap, but we had to go to a major warehouse store that has large hot dogs.
Well, can't you say it?
No, I don't think we can because I don't think they pay our bills.
Well, this is we can't talk about.
No, I'm not going to talk about it until they pay
the one
our
where
bills.
You, the one you, where you buy in bulk?
Yeah, yeah. And they don't give you bags or boxes?
Oh, they give you boxes.
Oh, yeah, they give you boxes. Anyway, sorry. So I decided, I got to make a run out there, but I'm going to do this solo. And I've never done a solo run out there.
Solo warehouse run.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a little intimidated, and I'm a little afraid for my wallet, because I may make impulse purchases.
You need one of those, when parents take their kids out, you need one of those leashes?
Yeah, and my wife is always that person when we're out. She goes, no, we don't need that. Like, just keep,
keep
walking.
Usually it's the other way around.
No, she goes, we don't need that. Just keep walking, keep going. Okay, fine. I did not have that yesterday. So I stopped and looked at everything. And I contemplated buying everything, but I did not. I kept moving
along. How many Contigo mugs did you buy? Three-pack?
Yeah, about 15.
Yeah. Was it right when you walked in? They have the eye candy right
when
you walk in.
Yeah.
You're like, you're not going to that warehouse to get any of the stuff, but they've got all the gadgets. Like, they should, what is it now, May? They should be rolling out the cool Christmas ornaments pretty soon there. And you'd be like, we need this spinning snowman that lights up for four city blocks. For sure we do.
I'm pretty sure we need a 15-pack of kayaks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm there. But the one thing that did blow me away is the speed at which I was able to rifle through this major warehouse.
So you'd
store.
Like to propose a change?
Yes, I would. My rule changes this. Now, this is just a proposal.
Yeah.
That everybody go solo to this major warehouse store. Don't bring don't go as a group.
Yeah.
One person at a time. Cuts down on the traffic flow in there. I think it cuts down on the, what I call lollygagging.
Yeah.
And it gets to the point. Gets it done. Everybody moves along.
You know what I've noticed about said place?
Mm-hmm.
I don't notice many families go to said place. Like, couples go, or you went solo, which I prefer going solo because I'm in and out.
Yeah.
I'm unlike you. Mm-hmm. I go in. If I go with somebody, like a partner or something.
You're always on the move.
I go with a partner. They want to stop at all the get. No,
sure.
We came here for a tray of meat, and we're going to get bulk bread and cereal. We're out.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't see many families there. You don't see like a herd of kids with the mom and dad at Costco. I mean,
Yesterday I did.
You don't.
Yesterday
did
I did.
You? I've never seen
no,
that.
No, they were traveling in herds yesterday. Yeah. I did see that. And if you go over like a break, oh boy. Oh man. You just
So I like that idea.
I'm just trying to get grapes, kid. Don't make me take you out. I will soccer slide tackle you into the bananas. Do you understand?
I'm going by the cracker station for the fourth time.
Yes.
Get out of my way.
I have a carb deficiency. Can you tell? You're putting my life at risk.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm Chad, and that's Ballsy.
No, you pronounced it wrong, because on our agenda, we talk about what we're going to do, and then you lay the show out.
Yeah.
At the top, you formally put yeah. Chad and Ballsy. You put Ballsley.
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsley.
That's a typo. Just go easy on me. Okay?
Chad and Ballsley.
I wrote it in a hurry.
Anyway, sorry.
I typed it out quick.
Ballsley.
Uber's here. Day one yesterday. 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, which, again, yeah, we've discussed. Very random time. I'm not totally sure why they said 3 o'clock. But they had, you know, a big thing down at City Hall. The mayor was there. I saw our buddy John Hopkins down there, too.
John was a big advocate of it.
Yes, he was. And I am, too. I think competition is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it makes for a stronger industry. And I know the cab companies might not feel that way here. But everybody's... Listen, we're all going to survive. And from what I can tell with Uber here in our city, it's got a lot to work on, too. I mean...
Do they have enough drivers?
Right. Do they have enough drivers? Are they going to have too many drivers? How many people are actually going to implement it?
Well, like I said yesterday, I don't know how successful it's going to be here. It's not a huge city. It's not. And we're slow to change here.
I think we're quicker than you think.
I don't know. The older community that it relies on transportation, they're still going to take cabs because they're always used
to
cabs.
You're going to get guys like me who I will be taking Ubers, but I will also take cabs. I'll go back and forth.
So if you go out for a night with your buddy here, like for a couple drinks, you're going to do Uber it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's easier. It's much more convenient.
Really? Than your wife coming to pick you up?
Yeah.
Like, I could see if you're in Toronto or Edmonton or something, but no, I don't see it.
No, I think so. Yeah. And then one nice thing is I think it's going to cut down on drinking and driving.
No, and that is good. And what it's going to help when you're like, yeah, I guess it's going to help in the patio season. I get it. The bars at night, obviously.
Christmas it'll be.
It's going to help Christmas, and it's going to help rider games. It's going to really help you on the rider games.
Your surge pricing is going to be through the roof, though, at rider games. I mean, it's going to be expensive to take
Uber. So people are going to say, you know what? I'm just going to take the bus.
We'll see. I guess we'll have to wait it out here. So I wanted to come out here and kind of give you a review of Uber day one, but there's kind of nothing there yet. We got to let it grow. We got to let it.
Is there, I don't know, obviously need a certain license and everything like that, but is there a certain vehicle? Like, can you only drive a certain age vehicle?
Yeah. I think it's 8 years, nothing older than 8 years.
So my 85.
It also has to be a four door.
So my four-door 85 Malibu I couldn't pull it out.
Not going to cut it.
Why not?
Well, and it smells like cheese, like bad cheese. So, I mean, that's not a real selling point.
Well, right? I don't know. It's a ride, man. Maybe I'll give you a discount.
And the fact that all you do is look in the rearview mirror and...
don't watch the road, is that what you're saying?
Tell them that their hair smells nice. That's a little weird.
They get in my car, I got the cassette player, I'll throw in Conway Twitty, and we will be on our way.
Yes, that's right. He's the best friend a song ever had, right?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
May I take a second to talk about something that I feel we should all get behind fully? Huh. And that is the fanny pack. Long gone are the days that fanny packs just belong to drug dealers and people looking for change. They are now a popular thing. Nick Nurse, who is the coach of the Raptors, was spotted getting off of a plane the other day wearing a fanny pack.
Yeah,
I fully endorse the fanny pack. I believe it is a convenient device that we should all look into using. You can carry. How many times have you been tired of throwing things in your pocket? I feel weighed down when my pockets are full. Why wouldn't I have a belt with something that has everything I need in it right there in front of me?
Stupid.
Why? Why does it look down
fanny
on?
Fanny packs are good for equipment managers and trainers in sports when you're looking for like a little pocket.
But he's a professional coach.
Yeah.
He had one. Why can't I have one?
Well, you can. I just...
If I wore it, I would be judged.
I think when you
would judge me.
I think when you go down to Boston here in June.
Yeah.
I think you should, all your buddies and you should sport the real, like, pedophile mustaches and the fanny pack.
That term is long gone. It's just a mustache. You don't need to throw that out there in front of it, okay?
Okay, sorry.
That would be a stereotype.
A very accurate stereotype.
But my fanny pack, don't judge me by my fanny pack. Judge me by the character.
Maybe they won't let you take the fanny pack into the stadium. Think about that.
Yeah, well, that's valid because people with fanny packs are weird. But I'm saying I wouldn't be weird with a fanny pack. Do you know what I mean?
Do you really think
who knows? I might have life-saving things in my fanny pack.
Do you think the multi-purpose aspect of the fanny pack supersedes the terrible look of it? Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Absolutely. I 100% endorse the fanny pack.
Then I know exactly what I'm getting you at the next Harvard Christmas party.
Yeah, fanny pack and Crocs for this guy. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.